life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Bella, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Of course, it's nice to be here.
Good. It is day 70 for you. We're in the middle of October. Well, toward the end, really.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It feels good. 30 more days and then it's like 100 days. And that's
right.
Crazy to think I've been here for 100 days. But it does feel like I've been here for a long time now. It feels like it's been a while.
Good. It feels like home.
It does. It definitely feels like home.
Good. That's good to hear. Speaking of home, you went home for fall break. Tell me about it.
I did. So my fall break was pretty uneventful. I kind of went home and I slept a lot. And then when I wasn't sleeping, I was spending time with my mom or my little sister. My dad, unfortunately, had to work a little bit over that weekend. So I didn't get to spend as much time with him. But it was nothing too crazy. Like, my family didn't go out of the way to, like, plan any events, which I enjoyed that because then I just went home. I got some sleep. I caught up on sleep, actually, because I don't sleep a lot here. My roommate always goofs on me for it. But, like, I don't sleep. I go to bed at, like, 1 or 2, and then I get up at, like, 7.
2 a.m.? Get up at 7?
Yes.
Oh, my
word. It's definitely probably not the healthiest thing on planet Earth, and I got to get better at a sleep schedule. I just don't like waking up early in the mornings to have to do schoolwork, so I just like, oh, I'll just crush it all in, and then I forget. I have morning classes, so I have to get up early in the morning regardless.
That's not a good combination.
Yeah, so I got to get better at that. But it was definitely nice to, like, catch up on some sleep and just be able to, like, lounge without worrying that I had any due dates or anything like that. So it was really relaxing.
Good. And when you returned, you brought your sister to campus?
I did. So my little sister is 15 years old, and she is a sophomore in high school, and she really, really wants to come to Cedarville when she graduates. So I'm really close to my little sister, and I missed her so much. So I brought her back with me because she has a soccer tournament actually this week. So I brought her back so we could spend a lot of time together. And it was really fun. I got to take her around to some of my classes and introduce her to my friends. She got to, like, see, I guess, how the professors teach classes and stuff like that. And she loved it. Like, she really, really loves it here. And so that was really exciting because it was, like, fun to pretend that she was going to college with me. And it's kind of exciting, too, because if she does decide when she graduates to come to Cedarville, it'll be my senior year and it'll be her freshman year. So we'll get to have at least 1 year on campus together. And so that was really nice. She got along with my roommate really well, which is really nice. My roommate's amazing. But they became friends, and so that was really cool to see her, you know, get to, like, make a friend on campus, not just be known as, like, my little sister, but, you know, right. Like, kind of get to know somebody else on campus. That was really exciting. So she had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, though, she ended up spraining her ankle at the soccer tournament, so I guess
what?
It was kind of crazy. It was honestly crazy.
She was playing in it, I'm assuming.
Yes, she was playing, I guess, and she got kicked in the ankle a little too hard. And ended up spraining her ankle, unfortunately. She's okay, and she's not upset about it. Like, it happened. And she sprained her ankle before. So, but out of left field. Like, she was having the time of her life, and then all of a sudden, she just went back in her first game, and bam. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. But, you know, I think it didn't dampen too much of the time here in Ohio. So,
I would hope not.
Yeah, she had a good time. She had a good time, and that's what matters.
So you mentioned you're close with your sister.
Yes.
Has that relationship been changed or altered since you've come to Cedarville?
A little bit. It definitely changed the amount of time we do get to spend with each other. So when I was at home, especially over the summer, we got the closest that we'd ever been. Like, me and my little sister have always been close. We're only 3 years apart. So we've pretty much been in the same stage of life a majority of our lives. So, we would spend almost every day over the summer together. We would, go out and do something almost every day, or we would every night at the end of the day, I would go up to her room or she would come down to my room and we just, like, talk about the entire day. Even if we didn't do anything, we still just discuss about how we felt about the day and that kind of stuff. And as silly as it was something that really brought us closer together because we kind of got, like, I got to know her the best through, like, those small conversations that we had right before we went to bed because it was just really, it was very bonding and we were both really tired. So it ended up being very funny and, like, we were both slap happy majority of the time. So it was just a way that we got super, super close. And so that definitely changed because coming here to Cedarville, I have a lot of schoolwork and I want to focus on the relationships that I'm making on campus as well while still maintaining the ones I have at home.
Of course.
And so that's been really difficult because when I'm busy, she's usually not busy. And when I'm not busy, she's usually busy because she does soccer and, you know, like she has schoolwork and she has her own friends back at home. So then that's hard because, you know, like I do stuff here for my major and then I have schoolwork and then I have my friends here. So it's just been kind of hard to find times to like sit down and call one another. So that definitely changed it a little bit, but I don't think it necessarily made us any further apart. Like, we're still very, very close. And I was a little worried, too, bringing her back to campus. It was going to be, like, a little awkward because we don't spend as much time together as we used to. So, like, maybe she'd be a little nervous. I was a little nervous that I wouldn't be able to, like, read her as well as I always have been able to. But it wasn't. It was just like old times, except my roommate was there, which made it so much more fun. It was genuinely like a giant sleepover. So I think we all enjoyed it. It was very exciting. And it didn't change too much. It just kind of changed, I guess, the amount of time we get to spend with one another. So I guess, in a way, that makes all the time that we get to spend together now in person or over the phone a lot more valuable.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. My brother and I, we went to the same school growing up. So mm-hmm. I was with him. But now that I'm at college, I can relate to you. We don't have a lot of time together. When I'm free, he's not, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I completely understand.
Yeah, schedules are hard to manage, yes. For sure.
All right, update me on academics. How is biology treating you?
Biology's rough, I'm not gonna lie. Biology is a battleground for me mentally. But I honestly really do enjoy the class. Like, I like what we're learning, especially the case for the creator aspect of it. So it's more like a theological aspect of science, which I personally really enjoy reading through those chapters and, you know, like having little discussion posts on them and those kinds of things. So I really do enjoy that. I really love lab and the lab instructor. Like, lab is probably my favorite part about the entire class. The hard part is definitely the concepts of when he's like talking through the lectures. And I just have never been a very sciencey person. So that's definitely hard to like understand. So I got to take a lot more time to like reread through the chapters and make sure to go through my notes. So we took midterms and I didn't score too highly on them, but I'm not too disappointed in the way I scored. Like, I'm not failing the class and I don't have that low of a grade. So
that's
I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm like, I just got to hold on for a little bit longer. But moving into this new module, which is talking a little bit more about evolution, natural selection, those kinds of things. These are things that I remember from my other biology course really, really well, just because I found it so interesting because, again, it's more like, in a way, like theologically based, you know, like different worldviews and like how necessarily this incorporates with science and all those kinds of things. So I enjoy this part. So I'm faring pretty well. He was talking in lecture and the whole entire time I was taking notes and I was like, this makes sense. I'm not like looking at everybody else or like looking at my friend taking the notes and copying her notes.
Right.
Like, I was like, I get what's going on. I can take my own notes. That was really exciting and it was really encouraging because like moving forward, it doesn't feel like I'm just reading nonsense and then like hoping to memorize it all. It just feels like, oh, I understand these concepts and I can apply these concepts to other situations. So I'm enjoying biology a lot right now. Hopefully that does not change.
Right.
We have an exam coming up pretty soon. It's the third exam. It's only like 2 weeks that we have to prepare for it. So that's a little nerve-wracking for sure because I'm just not a good test taker. I get very nervous and I'm especially with timed things. So like, yeah, when he's like 30 more minutes, I'm freaking out, man. I'm like I know that it's good that he told me, so I'm not like taking too slow, but like immediate panic mode. So I think I just got to get better at like calming myself down during an exam and being able to think clearly and not getting too worried or distracted by like other things going on in the room during the exam. So that's for sure what's going on with that. But I am enjoying it. So it's getting better. It's not horrible.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
A lot of times a test feels like I just worked 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
And like I get out of it and my brain is fried.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yes. That actually did happen to me after the bio exam. So what happened was I walk out of the bio exam and I'm talking to my friend and we were discussing how we were both like freaking out during the exam. She got done a little earlier than I did. So we were just talking about like, oh, that was crazy. And either both of us were kind of like, we weren't too confident in what we did, but you know, like we're like, well, it's over at least, you know, like time to go enjoy the rest of fall break. And as I'm leaving, I saw this guy that I had met in TOST. And so I work at TOST and I'm usually the one rapping because I really enjoy talking to people and like getting to know people and getting to remember their names and stuff like that. So I started a conversation with this guy that came in, and he actually worked at TOS. So we were just talking about how he's better at rapping than I am, which is the truth, but it hurt my pride a little bit. So I had was comfortable enough to like say hi to him outside of, you know, the TOS line. So I see him as I'm walking out of the ENS. And so my friend was walking in front of me, and she just assumed I was directly behind her, and I was not. So she opens the door and walks out of the way. And at that moment, I turn and I see him. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's the guy from TOS, which is embarrassing and like enough in
you
and of itself.
That?
I said that. I said,
you said that out loud.
Yes.
To him.
I said, oh my gosh, it's the guy from TOS, quite loudly. So he definitely heard me. And so just calling him the guy from TOS was just like, what am I doing? I didn't catch his name, so it was already awkward enough. But as he turns and he looks to be like, who is that? The door, I'm assuming it got caught by the wind because that thing slammed with some force and slammed in my face. And it was awkward enough because I like got smacked in the forehead with a door in the ENS, but it was also, I got stuck in between the door and the wall. So it was like me floundering for a few seconds. And my friend turns around and immediately is like, oh my gosh, are you okay? She like opens the door. She felt horrible. And I was like, no, it's okay. You didn't know. And I was too embarrassed to like look to see his reaction. And I was just going to walk away, pretend I never said anything, because like I did not want to see that guy's reaction. I was
right.
Just like, that's embarrassing. Oh my gosh. But then I was like, you know what? No, it's like weird if I ignore him now. Like I just yelled at it, like everyone's not looking. So then I was like, well, I got to acknowledge him. So then I turned and he was laughing. He thought it was funny, but he was very nice about it. So he was just like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, yep. And I was like, I'm going to go. And then I had to leave, which honestly, it was quite funny. And that definitely made me feel better after taking a stressful exam, because I was like, okay, I think I can be someone that can laugh at themselves. It was pretty funny. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was so embarrassing the first like 10 seconds afterwards. I was like,
sure.
I got to run away. But it was definitely really funny. And that helped me be able to like laugh about it and just kind of let things go. I'm the kind of person that enjoys laughter. I like when I'm feeling stressed about something, my immediate reaction is to kind of make a joke out of it, which
including laughing at yourself. Though.
Yes,
okay.
I try to be the kind of person that can like laugh at myself. I've embarrassed myself so many times on campus. Like, I couldn't even tell you the amount of times where I've just said something and I'm like, oh my gosh. My friends and I laugh about it so much because I don't tend to be the person that gets too socially embarrassed. Like, I definitely get embarrassed for sure. But I like to think of myself as someone that can just kind of brush it off and be like, well, that happened. There's no going back. It's not like I can erase that from their memory.
Right.
So, yep, it is what it is. You just got to move forward. So, yeah, it was definitely it was a nice de-stressor, I guess, to be able to like laugh and be like, okay, moving on with the rest of my day.
But at the cost of being embarrassed? I don't
know
if that'd be a de-stressor for me, but.
Yeah, it was funny. And he remembered it, too. So the next time he came to the TOS line, I got his name. So I'm no longer calling him TOS guy. Yeah,
good.
You know, maybe the beginning of, you know, a casual friendship that I can be like, oh, and
hey,
hopefully,
Toss guy.
Yeah, he'll forever be Toss guy to me.
Right. That's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It was really funny.
Bella, that's awesome. Thanks for living life the way you do. I love it. Embarrassing or not, it's great to hear you laugh and you tell us about it. So,
oh, thank you.
Thank you. We'll catch back up in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.